Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, sports fans!
Welcome to our podcast exclusive OTR Sidelines,
where we step off the court and have off-the-record conversations with our friends from the sports media industry.
Migs Bustos, Cheska Liton Palau.
OTR Sidelines.
This is Off the Record.
So this is OTR Sidelines as we talk to sports writers in covering stories pre-quarantine, pre-COVID, and of course, during these times now. Migs Bustos here, manning the stands today as Cheska is just out for personal matters as we talk to Beatrice Go from Rappler and freelance sports journalist Santino Hunasan, formerly with ABS-CBN Sports and the Daily Tribune. Thank you so much, B and Tino, for joining us here in OTR Sidelines. I want to start off first, of course, with B. B, I know covering sports during pre-COVID was really a thrill when we would go to events and we would meet athletes face-to-face. What was that like? You know, covering, of course, national teams, every sport, and you mentioned before we went on air that you also started covering the UAAP. What was that like, especially, you know, writing stories pre-COVID era?
Wow, Migs. You know, pre-COVID era was actually, like, we were coming off an overall championship in the 2019 Southeast Asian Games, which the country hosted. But so I could, like, bring back so many good memories of how thrilling it was, like, just going around to different venues, you know, not even worrying about wearing masks and even keeping being physically distant from people, because you know when you go to these multi-sports events about like all the photographers are all like crowded in the media tribune and then you're just watching the athletes. So sobrang ano, I was assigned in Pampanga in New Clark City, and wow, you could really feel the stadium, like all the Filipinos cheering for the athletes, yun nga sa mga athletics events, mga swimming ganun. So it was really just such a great experience. And, you know, syempre the UAP, like, I also miss going to Araneta and MOA. And yun nga, like, it's so noisy, the drums. And yun, like, we have just, like, people being excited to watch basketball. And yun nga, like, there's always, like, even, like, mga post-drama, ganun.
Itong si Santino, nakakasama ko to sa coverages pagdating sa combat sports and former colleague in ABS-CBN Sports. Tino, for you, mostly you covered combat sports kapag may mga one championship events, mga boxing events. What's that like, you know, coming into a venue, you know, before an event, basically, Tino?
Very exciting and syempre kasi iba-iba ang thrill ng combat sports. You guys watch combat sports on TV. Exciting siya when Manny Pacquiao fights. It's very exciting. But when you get a chance to see it live, be, you know, just mere inches from these guys, no, makita mo yung how it's violent but at the same time it's very beautiful kasi nakikita mo yung extent ng technique ng training ng mga athletes ito. Isa sa mga favorite stories ko nung first time ko ever sumalang sa combat sports, it was I think in 2014. First time ko ever mag-cover ng Pinoy Pride, which was a property ng ABS-CBN Sports dati. Nakakatawa, I was sitting ringside basically kasi I was also doing photography work. Ako pumipitik for the stories. Tapos nakikita ko, tatalsikan na ako ng dugo. Pinuna na sa mata, akala ko pawis lang yung pala dugo. Sabi ko, parang solid to. But at the same time, nakakagulat. Pero at the same time, parang wow, real. It's all real. So habang tumagal as I gained more experience, alam ko na ako saan pupuesto para hindi ako matamaan ng dugo, ng pawis, gano'n. Pero yun nga, iba yung excitement, iba yung feeling, iba yung rush ng being able to cover these kinds of events live. Especially pag kunyari, kababayan mo yung lumalaban, like Bigs, when we used to cover one, nung we covered sina Edward Fulayang, sila manong Kevin Bilingon, yun, these guys. Iba rin yung rush, no, na being able to see your kababayans or fellow Filipinos compete in an international stage fighting for world championships. So, it was a very exciting and sobrang nakakamiss. Nakakamiss yung being able to see it live, being able to be there in person, feeling the atmosphere of the crowd, feeling the energy of the fight itself. Yeah, nakakamiss lang talaga.
You know, for sports fans who are listening to this episode, when we talk about sports, we only, you know, kumbaga associate a face to the name. And that's usually when we see like media personalities covering on TV, etc. And then we associate with catchphrases, etc. But for me, kumbaga kung merong NBA all first team sa sports media, kasi sa mga intangibles, those are our friends from the sports writing community, diba? And the press corps. Because kapag may mga balitang nababasa tayo online, sino ba nagsusulat niyan? Our yung mga kapatid nating sports writer. And perhaps one of the stories that are really not told when it comes to this aspect is the life of a sports writer. I wanna get to know on before an event, before something happens, like before, what's like a typical day when before you go to an event? What's the process like for you?
Before I go to an event, I make sure that I get my coffee and my breakfast. Yes, but then that's true though. Like I would put UAP as an example. So I would actually, all the UAP games that are televised are usually starting at 2 p.m. So I would usually be at the venue already, like Araneta, at around 1 p.m. and just getting settled, you know, getting Starbucks, ganon, and then even, and you know, just waiting and observing. I think that's like the number one thing. Like, I like to observe, I like to settle down. Like, sometimes I get to like talk to some players, say hi to them. So, and then during the game proper itself, wow, it gets crazy because I guess, like, as a multimedia sports journalist, not only do I have to watch the game, but then I have to tweet about the game, and then I have to go and like get stats kaagad during halftime, ganun. And then I come, then you know, break. Syempre, like I'm also inaabangan ko yung breaking news, like the final score. So parang marami na akong like mga pre-write, ganun. Like you could see me that. Maybe around the fourth quarter of the game, like I would already be back in the media room and I'll be relying on TV because I'm already starting to write my article. And then the post game interview happens, and then the ambush interview in the the ambush interviews we do like so Ali and Araneta, that is just so iconic, you know, like we just wait for the players, like abangers lang kami, grabe, like yung life ng sports media. You think it's so fun that we get all these front seat like media passes, and then we are like at the front seat of the action. But then, no, like we stay until like maybe 8 p.m., 9 p.m., just like trying to like put out stories, ganun.
Jumping off from that, Tino, it's like a grind, day after day. Yeah. Diba? I mean, that's just the work. But what about the whole creativity process pa when you actually write the stories and when it gets published online?
Syempre, kasi jumping off from what B said, yung andami yung mga nagsasabi na saya-saya naman ang work mo. So parang, okay, masaya nga. So, but parang hindi ka excited. Hindi lang nila alam na pag ginagawa mo siya araw-araw, linggo-linggo, it becomes, in the first place, tedious naman talaga siya. Pero if you do it every day, it becomes, hindi naman rutinary, no? Pero it becomes tiring then at some point. So importante din yung nakapagpahinga tayo paminsan-minsan. Pero at the same time, ginagawa natin to kasi ito yung passion natin. Ito yung gusto natin gawin, kaya tayo nandito. Pero yun nga, going back to your question, Mix, yung creative process, syempre, like I said, it's paulit-ulit minsan nangyayari. It's the same game every weekend. It's the same fight or it's the same names sa fighters na lalaban sa ano. So what you have to look for usually is yung mga backstories, yung mga underlying na story of heading into the fight. Like kunyari, si Edward Fulayang, he's coming off kunyari 2 straight losses. Gano'n ka-importante sa kanya itong laban na to tonight. Kunwari, sabihin natin may one tonight, may laban siya. How important is this fight? Does this decide what's next for his career? Kunwari naman, si Nonito Donaire, for example. Si Donaire, for a while, was brushed off. Sabi, tapos na siya. Then, kunwari ngayon, may laban siya. He has an opportunity to prove na andyan pa siya, na very much ano pa siya, a contender pa siya. You have to look into those stories. Ito yung mga gagamitin mong build up in terms of yung mga tinatawag na pre-event stories, yung mga preview ganun. Ganito yung mga hinahanap na story para i-hype up mo yung event. Tapos pagdating mo na sa event, yun, sabi ni B, kailangan ano ka doon, tutok ka doon. Minsan 5 hours, 6 hours before the event, andun ka na para lang makapwesto ka na or para maka, tawag nito, para maka, ma-ready mo sa sarili mo. Tapos you look at the surroundings, you try to figure out or you try to find angles within the day itself na si gantong player pala, may iniinda o masama pakiramdam pero maglalaro pa rin. Kung si fighter na ganito, puyat kasi hindi siya napag-make ng weight kahapon or dehydrated. Yung mga ganun, you have to look at the small things. Tapos all of these small things, these come together, these become important pieces of your story. Tapos eventually, yung results kasi, ano na yan, oh, given na yan, usually pag nagmagawa ka na results, kailangan straight to the point. Onting palabok, resulta agad. Tapos kung ano ibig sabihin ng resulta na yun. Tapos ganun na. Buwabawi tayo sa mga post-fight or post-game stories. Bakit ganito? Bakit ang ganda ng performance na ganyan? Ano nakain niya? Bakit hindi maganda yung performance na ganito? May iniinda ba siya? May iniisip ba siya? Yung mga ganun. It's as much as it is about the event, it's also mainly about what goes around or what goes beyond the event. Yun yung usually yung nagpapaganda, nagpapa-exciting, kumbaga, nung mga story natin.
B, how different is it? I mean, of course, with all these reasons of the pandemic and the quarantine, but just from your perspective, how different is it now? Telling stories, covering stories, what are the limitations? Nagkaroon ng ECQ, nag-GCQ, nagkaroon ng sports, nawala ulit, di ba? How challenging and maybe how different is that now during these times?
Wow, Migs, you know, I would just like to say I've been work from home since March 2020. Like, kami talaga, our company, we did not let reporters out. Ganun. We're very strict also with our health protocols. And yun, so, of course, not only is it like I was stuck at home, like before I used, because I covered the national team beat, like the sports governance. And you know, in 2020, last year, we were supposed to have the Tokyo Olympics. So, you know, imagine like I was just always in PSC and, you know, these officials are sometimes just really hard to get a hold of, like via just text and call, right? So you really have to go personally to the venue, to press conferences, to just get some infos that you want. And when the lockdown happened, of course, like I didn't want to go out either. And then when the lockdown happened, like sports wasn't happening until like maybe November. Like I think the first events were PBA in October and the PFL in November. So imagine like I had like a few months of voila, like there was no sports that we were really forced to adjust, like in Rappler. So we had to adjust like in terms of even our equipment. We have to rely on what we have, our sources. And you know, it's just like, thank God that I have been in the industry for 4 years, that I was able to collect my sources, meet the athletes that I'm the athletes who are pretty important and pretty relevant like right now. So I was able to just get a hold of them, like kahit Facebook Messenger. And then like I started all these shows, like the Off the Record was also like started because of the pandemic. So I had like a podcast, and I continued my interviews over Zoom, over Skype, ganon. So that was really like the main adjustment naman in terms of my media work.
Right. Jumping off from that again, from B, Tino, Zoom, webcasts, podcasts, etc. We're all here now. But do you think, Tino, when things normalize, di ba, from your perspective, when things normalize, tingin mo ba mag-iiba pa rin ng, mag-iiba ulit ng landscape pagdating sa sports writing at pagko-cover ng sports?
Hi there, I'm Mish, host of Mish Conceptions, the podcast that talks about the common struggles of modern-day millennials and Gen Zs as we all navigate through college, enter the real world, and build our careers. Let's talk about the realities of adulting and corporate world that no one will tell you about. These are the things you wish you knew sooner to get ahead in life or simply just to get by. Join me in my podcast, Mishconceptions, as we discuss maximizing college, life after college, building your career, self-improvement, relationships, and anything and everything that will help you on your personal and career development. So make sure you check out my podcast after you listen to this episode. See you there.
Malaking, syempre, mag-iiba. But at the same time, feeling ko yung itong medium na to, like ako, never ko naisip na magiging host ako ng podcast. Pero nung pandemic, nung last year, I got to be able to be part of a podcast with, sa Tiebreaker Times. No? But, yun nga. I think itong medium na to, matagal na, alam, feeling ko matagal na itong andito. It's just that na-unlock siya kumbaga ng pandemic because everyone had to be distanced, everyone had to be at home, apart. Tapos you have video conferencing tools like this na ang laking tulong pala, ang laking bagay pala. We can, like, we can talk to people from other corners of the globe just by having an internet connection and a laptop. Yeah, I think when things normalize, this medium is still going to be around. But siguro it's going to be more intimate, kumbaga, na may set ka na, may guests ka in the building mismo, ganun. So, but I think itong klaseng medium, it's going to stick around. Kasi it's easy to consume, kumbaga. It's on-demand content din siya. You can catch it live. Kung hindi yung maabutan na live, you can listen to it or you can watch it when you have time. So, lalo ng Filipino sports fans in general, there are some na very visually driven. Gusto nila, may pinapanood sila. So, kahit ganito lang, makita lang nila yung mga idol nila, makita lang nila yung mga favorite sports writers sila, okay na sila, susundan nila yan. What more kung kunwari may mga guests ka na athletes, syempre, mas i-consume pa yung ganyan. So, yeah, I think itong podcasting, videocast, vlogging, it's been around, but I think mas na-magnify, kumbaga, nung pandemic because without live sports, without being able to talk to these people or talk to athletes in person, you had to adjust. You had to come up with other ways to get content. And nagpakita nga ang vlogging, podcasting, gantong right. Platform.
Tino and B, feel free to answer this or not. Because what I noticed, us in sports media, what I notice, whether if it's like video, when the post is on Facebook, whether if it's like an article, hindi mo maiwasan talaga yung comments. Hindi mo maiwasan talaga yung sports fans. I mean, like all sports fans, yeah. Diba? But what I noticed is there is a certain disconnect sometimes from our perspective. And when you put it to the fans' perspective, parang ganun. Yeah. Alam mo yun? And sometimes sports media gets blown out of proportion. When things happen, boom, pumutok, nilagay nito, sabihin, media kasi, ganito, ganyan. First, I want to get your thoughts on that. And number two, do you agree with B that there's a certain disconnect? Or if there's a certain disconnect, how can we connect it?
Oh, well, working in Rappler, like, I've been a subject of, like, trolls. So, yeah, like, you know, like, especially the 2019 SEA Games, like, it was just so, I had to, you know, I think, like, as journalists, like, we have the responsibility to present facts. And, you know, that we, when we're covering an event, because, like, you know, journalists, we're people, we're emotional beings, like, we also get overwhelmed by emotions that we can't help but we see, like, some of our colleagues get, you know, the way that they write and even they structure their articles, like, you can't help it, but then there's, like, some sort of bias when you're on the field, like, because you know what you know, and, you know, it's the shock because it's also, like, breaking news, good, and, like, you have to put it out. But then, like, I feel that, so we just have to, as journalists, we just have to be more responsible in how we set our emotions. Like, we just really have to remind ourselves that we are media, we are the third party, so we have to really detach ourselves from, like, whatever is happening and see, like, complete perspective. So I think that's number one that we all have to go back to. And yun nga, like if there is a certain disconnect and you know that you've already done your job and, you know, you could always evaluate yourself first, because we cannot just keep blaming people. Like, why are you telling me off like in the comments like that? So, but then like, you know, sometimes you just have to step back also and like evaluate yourself. Did I do anything wrong? And you know what? You can always ask your editor, did I do anything wrong? Because, you know, every article that we put out goes through an editor. And, you know, editors are the gateway of our articles going out. So,
right.
Yun nga, parang they also have accountability. And, you know, you're already two people versus like one commenter. Parang yun nga. So, I think there are a lot of ethical ways to go about it. So, yun nga, like, don't get so stressed out by one comment, because, you know, there are different ways of evaluating and improving yourself as well.
How can we, you know, talking about that disconnect sometimes, ano ba, Tino, is there like a way for, you know, parang guys, ito kasi yan, or parang okay, we understand. Parang is there like a way to meet in the middle and like, you know, as sports fans, we understand sports writers, this is where you're coming from. Or would it always be like that?
Feeling ko it's always going to be meron laging disconnect. Kasi iba ang mindset ng fans. Fans will always side with their idols. So, idol mo si ganito, para sa'yo walang maling gagawin yan. Hindi naman lahat. Not everyone. There are a lot of fans then who are sensible, so to speak, na get sila na mali ginawa nitong idol niya. O dito siya nagkulang. Ganun. But the thing is kasi, tayo mga sports writers, ano naman eh, hinahanap naman natin yung story. We stick to the story. We stick to what was said. We stick to what really happened. Ganun naman yung practice natin. And there are times na hindi magugustuhan ng mga fans yan. Na kunsari si Ganto may sinabi na medyo hindi maganda pakinggan. Kahit na totoong sinabi nga niya, kahit na alam natin kung ano yung ibig sabihin niya, kung ano yung pinapatamaan niya. Tapos ang isipin ng mga fans, hindi, sinisiraan lang yun o writer. O ano lang yan, gumagawa na ng story. Gumagawa nga tayo ng story, but hindi naman tayo nag-embellish ng facts or hindi naman tayo nagpapalaki ng situation more than it already is. So para sa akin, I really don't think there's ever going to be a space wherein si fans and si sports writer will see eye to eye. So tayo, as sports writers, I think the best we can do is just keep our integrity, in the sense na huwag lang tayong gumawa ng kwento na hindi naman totoo. Make sure we do stick to the facts and stick to the stats, stick to the real story. Kasi alam natin na while the fans may not appreciate kung ano yung sinulat natin, kung ano yung lumabas sa story, alam natin sa mga puso natin, sa sarili natin na yan naman talaga yung nangyari. Yan yung ginawa niya, yan yung nangyari sa laro, yan yung nangyari sa ano. So, pwede natin panghawakan yun na ginawa ko lang trabaho ko. Kung ano isipin ng fans, bahala na sila. Ganun ang mindset. And that's what true. We sa ABS-CBN Sports nun, kasi lalo na UAAP, PVL, ang rabid ng fans ng mga yan eh. So, sabihan mo lang ng mali si ganito, nako, yari ka sa comment section, yari Twitter mo, kung public ang Twitter mo. So, nasanay na kami sa ganyan na kailangan lang, alam namin na tama ginawa namin, alam namin na we stuck to the real story, and the fans can think whatever they want. Meron at meron din naman mag-appreciate ng ginawa mo, na sabihin na, ang ganda ng story, ang galing mag-report ni ganito. So, yan na lang pinangahawakan natin. Pero I don't think there's ever going to be a common ground between sports fans and writers.
Yes. Thank you for those thoughts, Tino and B, because, you know, I just had to ask it. Diba? These are realities that are, you know, uncommonly talked about. Diba? And I appreciate your answers. And the disclaimer po para sa mga nakikinig nito is hindi naman po parating may disconnect. Nagkakaroon lang ng mga times na nagkakaroon ng ganong, you know, well, I'll use the word disconnect, you know, but most of the time, di ba, parang most of the time naman, people appreciate, you know, one another, whether it's the fans or the sports writers, etc. Normally naman, may harmony naman talaga eh, sa sports media. It's not like as excruciating as like hard news like politics or national news, diba? Ibang kaso naman yun. Sports media in the Philippines is fairly, you know, maliit ang mundo natin. It's fairly peaceful. And, you know, sometimes may mga ganun lang talagang quirks. Thank you for your thoughts, Tino and B. But siguro lastly, just sure, to give some, you know, visuals or parang maybe something na pabaon ng mga, sa mga listeners natin. B, maybe one or two stories that are on top of mind that are memorable that are not usually talked about just based from what you've experienced as a sports journalist.
I guess what I miss a lot about being a sports journalist, like, you know, not being on the field or not being in the court, but then like it's like during a big event, is more of like, you know, when I started as a campus journalist kasi for Ateneo, the guide on, like, well, actually nung high school pa, pero I eventually was in the guide on, and I guess what I really miss was you know, visiting the athletes during their trainings. And, you know, I did not let go of that practice even when I was in Rappler na. Like, when I have a story that I want to pursue, like, for example, when John Apacible moved to UE and he started playing for UE, like, I was still in Ateneo when he was playing for Ateneo. And then, like, I was in the country when he was, I was on like my student exchange when the issue happened. But then, you know, when I was a journalist for Rappler in 2019, and that's when he started playing for UE in the UAP. I wanted to pursue his story, you know, how he turned out to get to how he went to UE and how he's given a second chance, and like what were like his thoughts of like, you know, leaving the past and everything and all of that. So I really wrote like a letter to UE through Yunyana, parang, hey, can I do this, pursue this interview? And then it's going to be like on video, because as a multimedia sports journalist, like I also do the videos, like scripts and also like the article mismo. Pero yun, as in like, I miss those opportunities as a journalist, you know, just going to visit them in trainings. And sometimes, like, since, like, you know, as an alumna of Ateneo, I would also still go back to Ateneo sometimes and visit the trading. Kasi yun, yeah, like, that's where I'm also from. Like, I know that that's, like, as a, yun, yeah, parang may pagka-emotion, but then, like, you know, it's still, ano, I'm still human, like, I guess, like, as a journalist. And yun, yeah, parang, it's still sports, so I'm still doing what I love pa rin yun.
Tino, ganda ng kwento mo kanina dun sa dugo tumalsik sa'yo. Solid yun. It's not every day that you get splashed by blood by somebody else's, you know, from somebody else's face.
Yung isa kong bag still has the stain, a blood stain, na hindi ko natanggal. So I guess I'm going to keep it forever kasi parang memory siya of my first ever foray into what I ultimately became more comfortable with, or most comfortable with in sports. Pero yun, siguro, isa mga favorite stories ko sa sports, nung nag-cover tayo na sports, was a couple of seasons ago sa UAAP football, yung there was this UP player, UP men's player, si Rogie Maglinas, who passed away before the season started. So for the whole season, I think up to now, or at least up until the last time I covered the UAP football, UP players had four Rogie sa likod ng jerseys nila. That started nung season nga na yun because one of their teammates died, if I'm not mistaken, of a rare form of cancer. So they dedicated the whole season to si Rogie. And it was something na nasundan, masaya ako na nasundan ko buong season. UP was able to go on and win the UAAP championship, men's and women's teams. Tapos, both teams, after their games, they all held up banners reading na for Rogie. So it was, I think, para sa akin, it was one of the most memorable na stories na na-cover ko nung when we were still, or when I was covering the AAP. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Antino Hanasan and Bigo, for joining us here in OTR Sidelines as we talk about, you know, sports, covering sports, and of course, sports media industry in general here in the Philippines. Lastly, B and Tino, if you want to plug anything, I know that you have online projects also, or like your, how can they follow your stories online, B?
Hi, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, bbgo09. And I'm currently hosting Targeting Tokyo podcast on Rappler. So we cover the stories of Filipino Olympic hopefuls. And the Olympics is a month away. So this podcast will be, we're releasing episodes of like audio documentary stories of the Filipino athletes every Sunday. But then, like, when the Olympics comes, it's going to be even more active. So stay tuned na lang for it.
Thank you so much. Tino?
Ako, newly free agent ako na journalist. So right now, wala akong projects to speak of. Pero if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Hanasan Tino, and on Instagram din at Hanasan Tino. Wala kayong makikita doon kung hindi pictures ng aso at saka ng bisikleta. As in, Twitter ko naman puro ano lang, puro kalokohan lang saka mga NBA takes na wala dapat talaga nakakabasa. Pero yun lang. you guys will know naman kung may ano ako, kung may bago akong project.
All right, so there you have it, the sports journalists Bigo and Tino Hanasan. Thank you so much for joining us here on OTR Sidelines.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.